record.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Behind the Obsession. This is Julie. I am back from vacation and I am feeling filled. Vacation wasn't what we expected. Our flight was canceled and we weren't able to go to our family reunion, but I was able to go down to my sister and spend some time with her. I haven't seen her in over 2 years, so it was just good to spend some time with her and just love up on my nieces and nephews, and I'm just excited for that time. I am back. I tried not to do any work. I didn't bring my laptop. I did a little email, I think, a couple of days, but nothing crazy. I really tried to lay in the sun as much as possible. Florida is beautiful. The weather is always great, and it just feels as though you're on an island. So I love it. I even thought about, should I move to Florida? Should I not? We'll think about it. But I'm back. So super excited to do this podcast with you guys today, because I was thinking about how do you find your obsession, or what is your obsession? Like, how do you know how to do that? And I don't really have any of the answers. I'm just going to do this podcast based on what I know, and who knows if what I know is right or wrong, but I'm going to give you, it's my podcast, so I'm going to give you what I think about it, and then you can decide on how you feel about it. But this is my perception or my idea of how you do this. And again, I could be wrong or right, or so if you have any questions or suggestions, send it my way and let's do a discussion about that. I did open up our Facebook group. So if you go to Facebook Behind the Obsession, you will see the link there and you can comment below. So I did do my homework in creating the Facebook group, because I think that's this way that we can, after you listen to the podcast, we can then go there and have like discussions based on the podcast and keep it going. So without further ado, let's start. So what I kind of had in my head about finding your obsession or finding your passion was that we always ask ourselves these questions. What do we want to do with our lives? What are we passionate about? What do I suck at? I guess, because you think about those things and it's kind of like we always ask ourselves these questions, because I believe from a very young age, we are always, oh, so what do you want to be when you grow up? Or when, and we have these images and we ask ourselves probably as early as 5 years old, like we'll say, oh, we want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a policeman or a firefighter, or those are the images that we have when we're younger that are pumped into us. So those are the common answers that we give ourselves. But I think that we can't really start to know what we want to do unless we have life experience. And I believe that we all have a purpose here on Earth. I believe that we're all here for a purpose, and we may not know what our purpose is at 5 years old, but as the older we get and the more experience that we have in life, we start to find our purpose. So I think that we sometimes will find our purpose once we live life, or once we have like trials and tribulations, because I think we have to work through certain things in order to see what works and what doesn't work. And that's why I was like, let me try to, you know, do this so that I can kind of have everyone start asking themselves these questions. So I feel as though we go through lives asking ourselves these same questions, and we feel pressured from our younger selves because we don't feel accomplished at a certain age, because we set these goals or these bars for ourselves. Like, oh, at 20, I want to be working for I want to have a successful job, making a salary and not an hourly wage, you know. And at 30, I want to be married with children. At 40, I want to be in the prime of my career, managing X, Y, and Z. At 50, like we have these things that we're supposed to do at certain ages. And who's to say that you're supposed to do that at certain age? Like, who's to say that God gave you that right to want to do those things at that age? That's not, that may not be his plan. And his plan may be that you are just supposed to be a mother to two kids and that's it. That, like, suppose that that was your purpose in life, was to mother two children, and you weren't gonna have this successful career or have this awesome, you know, own your own business or have a husband, or your job was just to mother two children. Like, would that be okay with you? Like, if that was your purpose. So I think we're hard on ourselves when we're trying to find ourselves and trying to find our purpose in life. And we get upset with ourselves when we're not hitting our target in our head. Like, oh, at 40, I wanted to do this and I'm not doing it at 40. So that means that I'm not accomplished. And I think that we have to start looking at ourselves and giving ourselves a break. Like, everything doesn't happen in the same way for everyone. Like, we all can show up for the same race, but everybody doesn't finish it at the same time, at the same pace. We may all finish, but it's not at the same pace or time. So just remember that everybody's lives is different, and we all can't do it at the same time. So with that, I kind of had some questions that I jotted down because I wanted to kind of like find out where you are or what your space is in this. So I wanted you to ask yourself, what are you willing to sacrifice or tolerate to reach your passion or find your passion? Because I think that sometimes what determines our ability to stick to something that we care about is our ability to handle the rough patches and ride out the bad days. Like, how do we act when we miss our family vacations, or you miss events with the family, or you're staying up late or having to get up early? Are you willing to tolerate that? I know that in opening the bakery, I've been missing family events for a very long time now. Me visiting my sister, that was like a moment, because I haven't been able to have either the time nor the money to visit her. So you have to understand that you'll be missing things. Are you willing to give that up? Are you willing to sacrifice that? Are you willing to sacrifice vacations with your girlfriends or your friends or your husband or just whoever, because you are now responsible for this business or for something else other than yourself? Are you willing to stay up late and get up early to do what needs to be done in order to get it done? I know that I have been, like, if I have an order for a cake and it's a very large cake, there's sometimes that I will go 24 hours just working and not realizing that I've worked the 24 hours. So it's just, what are you willing to sacrifice? And I think once you figure that out and what your comfort zone is, because if you're not willing to work late, then maybe you're not that, you can't be a hairdresser, because I know that hairdressers Friday and Saturday night, they're in that shop until really late. So that's, you have to sacrifice that. So Friday night when your friends are hanging out, but you're at the shop doing hair, because that's your hours. Like, that's when you're making your money. That's when you're busy. So just try to figure out what you're willing to sacrifice and what you're willing to tolerate, I think will help you narrow down your list on what it is that you can do. Also, what do you get so wrapped up in that you spend hours doing and then you didn't even realize it? And that goes back to me, and I can work on a cake and I can spend 8-10 hours working on this cake, didn't even eat, didn't even like take a moment to look at my Instagram, my Facebook, my emails, answer phone calls, none of that. My husband will know, like, okay, let me bring her something to eat, because she is working on this cake and she hasn't even eaten. I know that she hasn't eaten. And he'll ask me, are you hungry? And I'm like, no, babe, I'm not hungry right now. And he's like, well, what did you have today? And I'm like, nothing. He goes, then you are hungry. But I'm such in adrenaline that I'm not even thinking about eating or what I haven't. Like, I need to focus on this cake. It has to be perfect. there's layers to it that I have to do, like just focus on getting it done. And eating is not a priority for me right now. And he knows that. He'll always laugh with me about it. He goes, you're working on a cake. I know you're not going to eat. I'll bring you something later on. Because, you know, he'll actually sit me down, like sit and eat for a second, like take a moment. And he has to do that, because if he doesn't do it, I won't eat until after it's done. So it'll be like the next day after I delivered it, I set it up, took the picture, and then I'm coming home. And then once I'm home, I crash and go, oh gosh, I'm starving. And that made me realize that I love cake decorating. I love the whole art of it, because it's something that I'm passionate about, and I can actually do it for hours without even thinking about anything else. It's just something that I can totally engulf myself in. And I think that once we realize what it is that you can throw yourself at, or what you can like do for a long period of time, I think that's a good way of like measuring what you can do. And also, you have to start from somewhere. So I feel as though you have to kind of suck at something and have no clue of what you're doing, because in order for you to be like great at something or finding out what it is that you like, you have to start it. You have to begin something. So just think about what it is that you like to do or what you don't like to do. So for me, of course, I started out baking, and I knew nothing about cake decorating. I knew how to bake a cake, hands down, but I didn't know how to decorate a cake. So in the beginning, I sucked at doing it. I mean, I have pictures. I can prove this to you. I sucked at it, but I kept working at doing it, kept improving little by little, kept honing in on the craft and just, you know, trying to learn everything that I possibly could about it. So you have to start from somewhere. So if it's, you can't just outright go, I'm just going to go knit a sweater. No, if you've never taken a class or watched a video or someone has taught you, you can't knit a sweater. So you have to start from somewhere. And then if you start and you realize like, well, I don't like this part of it, but I like this part of it, then that's you starting somewhere and finishing, you know, because, and I think a lot of people get afraid by what other people will think if you fail, if you start something. And you have to understand that you have to start it, because not starting it is failing it. So you have to stop worrying about what other people will think, what they will think of you doing this, or you falling on your face and it not being right. Or because I think we are all afraid of what others will think or what they will say. And instead of just trying to do it and start from somewhere, then I think that you would be better off. So stop worrying about what people think and just start something. So you have to just suck at it, you know? And I think once you start sucking at it, you'll understand where it is that you want to start at. Another thing is, if you had to leave your house all day, every day, where would you go and what would you do? And that's just like, kind of like, most people don't understand that it's passion is the result action and not the cause of it. So discovering that you're passionate about life and what matters is in a sense like a contact sport. Most of us have to actually do it. You have to actually do the activity of it, so that you'll know that you're in a sense that you're putting in the work. So you have to start it. And once you start to do it, and it's like trial and error. So once you start it and you like realize like, I don't think I like this part of it. Well, let me try something different. So I say just starting it. And I had this other thing was, so if we decide to ask yourself these questions, which is, what do you love? Like, list things that you love to do. So if you love, I don't know, I started to do calligraphy. So I don't love it, but I love when I see it written. So I've been trying to learn how to do calligraphy. So do you love calligraphy? Do you love drawing? I'm not a good artist. I think that that's one of the things that hinders me from being a great cake decorator is because I'm not a good artist. So I've been trying to become a better artist. But I'm not, it's not something that I love. I'm learning how to do it. So I say find out what you love to do. And also think about things that you're good at. Like, what are you good at? I'm good at baking a cake. I love baking a cake. I find it zen when I bake. It's something that, I don't know, like everything is lost when I'm baking. Don't ask me for anything. I'm just in my zone. I don't even need music when I'm baking. Baking is very therapeutic for me and I love to bake. So, and I'm good at it. So find out what you're good at. I'm also good at, I think, talking to people and just interacting with people. I can form a conversation with anyone. I don't care who you are. I don't care. I'm just good at talking to people. I'm not afraid of, you know, if you have a high position or if you're the bum on the street, I'll say good morning to everyone. It doesn't matter to me. So I think that if you find out what you're good at, then you can kind of like, if you list out, okay, let me list the things that I'm good at. Okay. And if these are the things I'm good at, let's take from those things that I'm good at and how can I then make it where I can make money off of it. I think that if you have to be passionate about it, you have to love it, and then you make money off of it. It can't be the other way, like, oh, let me think about what to make money off of and then I'll like it later. Like, that's not gonna work. Like, I'm not fashion forward, so I don't think that I would be one to open up a boutique because I'm not trendy like that. So that wouldn't work for me, but it may work for you, because if that's what you eat, sleep, and breathe, then that you're good at that naturally. So it's not something that you have to hone in on. And also, what does the world need? So I had read this article where it said that if you tap into what is missing in the world and then try to figure out what is needed and like have like a purposeful, like in a sense, do something purpose driven, like, oh, there's not enough social worker, or there's not enough mental health facilities, or there's not enough teachers. So that's like a purpose driven goal or mission in a sense. And so then you would then become a teacher. And if you love teaching or learning from others, then that would be something that you do and you become good at it. So then you would become a teacher. So, I mean, that's my thought on it. I think that it's, if you find out what the world needs and then try to help it in some way, then it's more purposeful. And then you will feel more fulfilled. So don't look at it as, let me find something that I can make money off of. More look at it as something that what it is that I can do to be a good person and help, but also what it is that I'm passionate about and would make me want to get up every morning and do this, would make me miss family functions and miss vacations in order to do this. So I think, you know, it's hard to find your whole purpose in life. And I think that it's always a question that we ask ourselves all the time, because we're hard on ourselves. And in our society, I think everyone is so goal driven on. So, you know, so what are you doing now in your life? Or, you know, always asking you where you are in your life. So, oh, you're not married yet, or you haven't had children yet, or, oh, you're not in a stable job yet. Like, we're always so like side-eyeing one another when we have to understand that everyone has a purpose and it's bigger than what we see around us. It's bigger than you and it's bigger than me. And if we just remember like just our goals in life and just realize that, I think you have to live life in order to weed it out. And we all are not born with our purpose either. Like, if it's not like we came out and you got your birth certificate and then you got a certificate saying, oh, this is my life, this is my purpose in life, you know, or this is my passion. So, okay, Julie, you were set to be a baker. I didn't know that I wanted to be a baker when I was in seventh grade. I didn't even take home ec. Like, I had no idea that being a baker was a career choice or option for me. I didn't even know that I can go to culinary school. So I think living life and trying to find myself and trying to figure out what I like. So when I started to take cake decorating classes, I just took it as, oh, let me see if I would like this. Who knew that I would fall in love with it and want to eat, sleep, and breathe it? I didn't know that. So it was just something that I tried. I mean, like, I had a list of things that I liked to do. Like, I like taking pictures. I was also going to take a photography class. But it was just something that, you know, it was on my list of things to do after I took the cake decorating class. But I never got to it because I found something that I love. So I think you just have to start exploring, start seeing what you're loving, and go from there. So I'll go back to the questions that you should be asking yourself. What do you love? What are you good at? And what does the world need? And I think if you're able to answer those questions for yourself, you'll start to narrow down what your obsession is about. So I hope that helps a little bit. Again, these are just my thoughts, and you know, it's my podcast, so I can have my own thoughts on it. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, you can reach me at behindtheobsession@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram at Behind the Obsession, and check out our new Facebook page, Behind the Obsession. We can go there and have some questions. We can have like a Q&A. Maybe I'll do a live this week. I'm not comfortable with live, but we'll try it. Let's see if I mess it up or do great at it. I don't know. I've never done it. So maybe we'll do a live and see how that works. Maybe we can have some, you guys can ask questions and I can answer it in our lives. That's all for now. Hope you guys have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye now.